As you said, Bill, right at the beginning, if it ain't your anointing to preach, you know, don't push yourself beyond what God has given you. No. God gives you 2 minutes, then give it, and give it under that anointing, and don't try and give more than that, because then you go into self.
Yeah.
And then, as you say, God steps back and says, "You're on your own, sunshine, get on with it." So, I've heard people do that, and I know what it's like to stand here and to be nervous, and still get nervous at times. It's an important thing when you deliver the Word of God. It's critical, it's life-changing, that when you present the Word of God, you have an important role.
Yeah.
And it's so important that we do it right, and we do it to the glory of God. Praise His wonderful name. My dear friends here have written me, have written a note in English.
Amen.
And it say, and they've asked me to read it to you. My dear friend, please pray for me and Javed, so that's Razaz and Javed, that our family, as soon as possible, can come to us in this country.
Amen.
I don't know how to say what's in my mind. My origin is different, but God is here in this place.
Amen.
Because we are here.
Amen.
And He's in us.
Amen.
Praise God. These two young men, I met them on Friday. They're from Iran.
Yeah.
And I invited them here to come and join us today. They've actually put them to stay in the M25. The M25 is a place that's filled with drug addicts, alcoholics. They don't get any sleep because 3 o'clock in the morning they're still high on whatever. And that's not knocking the drug addicts, because each week I work with drug addicts every day, often talking to them, encouraging them. Tony,
yeah.
Great to see you.
It is. Thank you, Jesus.
You're a brave man for coming.
Amen.
He found his way here.
Yeah.
And we were talking on Friday, looking towards going to rehab. You know, some of these Christians send you the wrong way, like, you know, we don't always listen to them. Stephen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seeking God.
Yeah.
Again, heading for rehab.
Amen.
First thing and the most important thing in a person's life today is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Without Jesus, you can do absolutely nothing. Without Jesus, there isn't a real existence. You may have a few years on this earth, but after that, there's a hell to gain through that lifestyle. But if you follow the Lord Jesus as your own personal Saviour, there's an eternity to live for.
Amen.
Do you know something, John? I'm not going to die.
No.
I'm just going to change suits.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't have a suit on yesterday. I was in the garden. I was doing different things. And in the same way, spiritually, when my time in this physical frame is over, then I'm just going to change my suit.
Amen.
I'm just going to change the outer framework.
Yes.
You see, Jesus is already test driving the new body.
Amen.
He's test driving it. He said to his disciples, "Handle me, touch me, feel me." He says, "Give me something to eat." Oh, thank God we can still eat when we get to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, "Oh, taste and see that God is good."
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
We have a good God. God wants you to taste the blessings and the goodness of Him. And it is not just for this life now, but it is for an eternity. See, God exists.
Yes.
You've got a watch on.
Yep.
Why do you wear a watch?
Don't know when to go and
fetch you on. So I... John, just think, there's coming a day
when you don't
need a watch, when eternity exists, when the sun never sets, when there's no more night, and God is on the throne, and He is the light of the universe. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. He's the light. He's the light of the universe. Because that's an understatement about Him when He says He's the light of the world. He's the light of the universe. Hallelujah. He outshines the sun. And I know you've been out sunning yourself out in Spain. It's not what I read. Surprising what you can get to know over the computers, you know, over Facebook and that, what you've been up to. Ah, I don't know, the photograph never lies. So they say. Yeah, that's true. God is good to us all the time.
Yes.
But how do we respond back to Him? We have to praise Him. We have to worship Him. Give Him center stage in your life. Give Him center stage in your life. I remember when Dharma first came to this church. God shook him at his very foundations. He did not believe in women preachers. And that Sunday, Grace was preaching. And she preached a stormer. And he had to get up because the thing was that God was actually speaking to him through a woman. Totally against what he thought and believed at that time. Is that not true? God spoke straight to him, and he came out here to the front and he said, God has spoken to me this day. And he said, this is my home. I have arrived at home. Is that right? He's been here ever since. He's part of the family. But you see, God will shake your doctrine. You see, your doctrine will not get you to heaven.
No.
You know something? In one sense, God does not care about your doctrine. There's only one thing that will get you and I into the kingdom of God and into the presence of God, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. That is Jesus Christ living in our lives, and that you make Him Lord and Savior of your life. That's the only thing that will ever get you into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That will, is the only thing that will get you into the very presence of God. Because a child of God has taken Jesus and made Him Lord of their life, and he has become the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He's in the driving seat of your life. And it is Jesus that does it. Everything I have, everything I am, and everything I will ever be has to be because of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Hallelujah. So if you want to find the way, you need to know Jesus. If you want to know the truth, you need to know Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's the truth, the life. If you want some real life, you need to know Jesus.
Yes.
And when you've got Jesus, life begins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am not the age I am. You can put the candles on the cake. I'll blow them all out, I'll tell you, because I don't believe I'm that age. Because He that is in me is greater. Hallelujah. And He said, I'll renew your youth like the eagles. So I'm going to just be an eagle.
Amen.
I'm still a young man, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to soar on the thermals of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Bill and I are going to be 100. Glory to God. And that's if Jesus don't come. If He don't take us away and, you know, bring in the kingdom in its fullness. I'm pressing on. I'm here to touch lives.
Amen.
Why are you here? I'm here to touch lives. I'm here to introduce people to Jesus. Life-changing encounters.
Amen.
There are people in this building right now. I'm not going to call it church. There are people in this building because you are the church. There are people in this building right now who, through Grace and I sharing our testimony, sharing our lives, their lives have been changed.
Amen.
And in some cases, their lives have been saved from death. Yeah. It's not a boast. The only reason we've ever been able to do that is because of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of Jesus.
Yes.
Because of the love of God. The love of God,
yes,
that you said. It's because of the love of God. Because you see, in one sense, you could look at some people and say, I ain't going to have anything to do with him. Don't want anything to do with her. They're not from my class. They're not from my culture. They don't think like I do, so I don't want anything to do with them. We do that, don't we, if we're not careful. But the moment that we take Jesus,
yeah,
into our lives,
yeah,
we change.
Yeah.
And we don't look at the outside, we start to look at the inside. We start to look through the eyes of God and we see the potential. We see the opportunities that are in people's lives.
Amen.
And God puts those there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life.
Amen.
I've come that you might have life and that you might have it with an abundance. He didn't come to steal, to kill and destroy. He came to give life. Came to give life. We need to take this word of God. This word is powerful. It's life changing. Isn't it? It's changed your life. It's changing my life constantly. Just when you think you've arrived, God opens another door.
He does.
Or presents another mirror.
Yeah.
And says, have a look at yourself now. All right, yeah, not too clever, are we? God puts his finger on a part of your life and says, this needs to go. And you're thinking, well, hang on a minute, God. I thought I'd made it, God. I thought I was perfect. Work in progress.
Amen.
Work in progress. Hallelujah. We shall arrive at that perfection one day. When they who have gone on before, when you are made perfect, then they shall be made perfect also. I'm not so sure about that statement. Do you know that? I honestly believe God is looking for people. He's looking to see his church perfected.
Amen.
I know we're not totally perfect, but he's looking to see that his church comes to a point of absolute perfection. You see, the Bible says he's coming for a bride who is spotless. Who is the bride? Have a look at the person next to you. The person next. Now, I know this may be difficult to swallow, because we're good at putting ourselves down. Come on, aren't we? Yeah, we're good at putting ourselves down. You know, the moment you start sort of puffing yourself up a bit, you know, Just look at me, you know. You know, I mean, just look at me. I mean, exactly, you know. And we think, who does he think he is? Oh, it's all right. I used to have people say that about me all the time. Did I care? Why should I care? See, God wants you to look good. He does. Come on, you know. Because if he doesn't, ladies, don't put your makeup on. Don't go and have your hair coloured. And don't, you know, do your hair up. Okay? You look good now, but leave it. But we like to look good, don't we? You know, it makes us feel good. Why do you feel good? God is coming for a spotless bride. Without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. That's what God is coming for. Jesus. That's the bride of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is spotless, who is perfect, sinless, the Lamb of God, who takes away all our sins, our wrinkles, our wickedness, our evils. He removes them all. God wants you to look good now.
Amen.
That's his intention. You feel good when you look good.
Yeah.
Glory to God. God wants to see you blessed. God wants to see you moving in the power of his word.
Praise God.
And without this word, you and I have got nothing. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8 says this. This is one of the steps into a relationship with the Lord Jesus. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead,
Then
you will be saved.
Amen.
There's no question mark. There's no, well, maybe.
No.
It's an absolute. It is a promise from God, and God never, ever breaks a promise.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Yes.
He's full of faith. And the reason he's done this, because he wants you to be like him.
Amen.
An easy way of saying it is that God wants you to be a chip off the old block.
Amen.
I was saying last week that my sister's not here this week. She's away on holiday. If you look at my sister and me, you will know we're brothers and sisters. There's no doubt about it. You would pick us out in a crowd. That's his sister. That's her brother. If my mother was still alive and not gone and run off with another man to glory, Jesus, then you would see my mother here and you would immediately know that she was my mother and I am her son. You would not need somebody to say, "Where's his mother?" You would immediately recognize my mother. The world wants to look at you and me and see Jesus. The world wants to look at you and me and see God in our lives. And yeah, you don't necessarily need to have a cross around your neck. You don't necessarily need to have a sticker on your car, because Jesus needs to be living in you and in me. It needs to be being seen. That people look at you and say, "There is something that is different about you. What is it?"
Amen.
And they immediately recognizing there is something different, and it's the power of God. It's the love of God. It's Jesus in me.
Amen.
Christ in me and I in Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is our appointment that we have. That is our destiny that we have. That we are going to be like him. Hallelujah. God is calling us to that. How do we get there? We use this manual. It's just a manual for us down here on earth. Because when we arrive at our final destination in the very presence of God, this will be obsolete. This will be obsolete, this Bible, because we shall be in the presence of the Word Himself. Hallelujah. This is a representation of Jesus. It's a representation of God. But there is coming a day and when we shall be in the very presence of the one who wrote this.
Yes.
The one who spoke it.
Amen.
The one who is it.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And we shall be His chosen bride.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. You are special. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are precious to Him.
Amen.
You are chosen
by
God. He has. You're not here by accident.
No way. No way.
God has a plan for you.
Amen.
God has a purpose for you. And you may look back and you think, oh, all these terrible things that have happened to me these last few months and years. God is working a plan out.
Yes.
Make God first in your life. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. We need to hear this Word of God. We need to be receiving this Word of God. This Word of God will set you free from alcohol, from sexual addiction, from drugs, from things that trouble you. This Word will set you free. For Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I've come to bring freedom. I've come to separate you from sin, sickness and disease. Hallelujah. He's come to prevent death taking you too early. Because
yes.
Each and every one of us has a destiny. Are you going to fulfill the destiny that God has called you to? Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. You first, Ivy, by the sound of things.
Yes.
Fulfill the destiny. It's not about your age. Because God is not keeping time. See, God does not know what time is. God does not have a sun that revolves around Him. You see, the only reason we have times and days is because there is a cycle that goes on around the earth and we go by that clock. But God is in His universe and He is that light.
Yes.
There is no time with God. And I know it says in Scripture that, you know, there'll be in heaven, there'll be silence for half an hour. Really? Half an hour will go like that, in a twinkling of an eye. A thousand years is but as a day, and a day is but as a thousand years. What is time to God? God blinks and time passes. God is endless. He's the beginning. Jesus said, I am the Alpha. I'm the beginning of all things. He also says, I'm the Omega. I'm the end of all things.
Amen.
Does that mean it's finished with Jesus? It means He's finished with condemnation.
Yes.
He's finished with sickness and disease.
Yes.
He's finished with the devil's work.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. You're never going to be confined to one of them things again.
Amen.
This is, you know, this is a practice run, you know. I mean, let's get in this Word.
Yeah.
Let's let this Word do mighty things in our lives. Because without this Word, we've nothing. We have no hope. This is my hope. This is my future. And through this word, I'm able to touch lives in the name of Jesus. I'm able to be a willing vessel that is the hands of Jesus, that reaches down and takes hold of somebody's hand and says, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
That Jesus cares for you. It's not what you wear that says who you are. It's how you live. It's what you say. It's how you act that tells people what you are. People want to look at you and they want to see Jesus. And when they touch you, they want to feel a presence of God in your life. That's what it's to be like when you walk as a believer in Jesus Christ. You carry within your very being. You carry the glory. You carry the anointing of God in your very life. I said last week, Mary, the mother of Jesus, called him Jesus. She didn't call him Christ.
Sure.
Yeah. She called him Jesus. And in calling him Jesus, Christ only means the anointed one. And if I'm in Christ and you're in Christ and Christ is in you, then that same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in each and every one of us.
Amen.
And we are the anointed ones. We are the bride of Christ.
Amen.
We are the anointed ones that stand and declare the works and the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the risen, ascended, glorious Lord, who he really is. Hallelujah. Without Jesus, I've got nothing. Without Jesus, I am nothing. But with Jesus, I am everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's never let me down, and he never will. And my relationship has to stay focused with Jesus. No matter what is going on around in the outside world, no matter what seeks to attack my life, to change things in my life, my focus has to be Jesus, the Son of God, the risen, ascended Lord. He's the one who keeps me free. He's the one who delivers me and sets me free. He's the one who gives life. He's a healing Jesus. He's the one who delivers drug addicts, alcoholics, and all the problems that the world seeks to bring along. It's only Jesus that can really set you free.
Amen.
Without him, you've got absolutely nothing. I was talking with Tony on Friday night. Friday night, he was telling me about a little bit about himself. He was telling me about the system that the world has to get him off his drugs. And his question was, but what next? Is that true? What next? There ain't anything. There's nothing. There's no future. I tell everybody, I have an addiction. I am addicted. I have an addiction. And I have to, this addiction goes with me every day. And I can't get away from this addiction. It constantly calls me and grabs hold of me, this addiction. Can't do without it. I've tried, but I can't manage without it. And that addiction is Jesus Christ. Do you know something? There ain't no damaging effects to my lifestyle. Hallelujah. It's just plus, 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 plus. In fact, it goes to multiply.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because I'm addicted to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, the one who has come to give me life.
Amen.
Who are you addicted to? Amen. Glory to God. He's the Son of God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's God Almighty. He's the Creator of the universe. That's who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Amen. And without Jesus, I can do nothing. Without Jesus, I've got nothing to give. When Jesus comes and says, I've come to give you life and give it to you in a great big abundance. And it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Oh, let me tell you this, folks. Life ain't easy. You know, I mean... I've had my challenges. I still get my challenges. You know, you might look at me and think, oh, he's had it easy. Most people seem to think that. Well, you're wrong. But that's okay. As Bill says, when you learn to admit you're wrong, you'll know something. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. There are times when I've had to fight. There are times when my faith has been challenged. There are times when I've had a visit from the devil who's challenged my faith and tried to take my life. But I remember this scripture from Joshua. Choose you this day who you will serve. And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord Almighty, the Creator of the universe. We will serve Him and Him alone. So challenge to each and every one of us this day. Choose you this day who you will serve. Will you serve your feelings? Will you serve your emotions? Will you serve your habit? Or will you serve Jesus?
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ivy. I believe that.
Amen.
Jesus, choose you this day who you will serve. There's only one God. And there's only one way to God. And that's through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, I am, He said, the way, the truth, and the life. And no man or woman comes to the Father except they come through me, Jesus. Hallelujah. This day. And when we've made that decision, then we've got to start spending time in His manual.
Amen.
We've got to start to get to know Jesus.
Yeah.
We used to sing an old chorus, I keep falling in love with Him. Over and over. Over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him. Over and over. Over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over, over and over again. Hallelujah. If you've ever been in love, thank you, Ivy. If you've ever been in love, you start to know what I mean. today, or should I say last night, somebody had fallen in love with someone so much that they actually asked them, the person they'd fallen in love with them, they asked them if they would marry them. And gave them an engagement ring. That's what you do when you start falling in love. And you don't fall out of love. You just keep falling in love and love and love. Isn't that right, Dharma? Uh-huh. I'd like to congratulate you both on your engagement. This is what the love of God does. See, we're not talking about something that is purely sensual. You see, we're talking about relationships that are made in eternity. That are there to bring in the kingdom of God. And so, my daughter and my son, we bless you both.
Amen.
And we pray God's blessing upon you.
Yes,
and strengthen you at this time.
Amen.
And you know, it's not going to be easy for a while whilst he's away. But she's at home, aren't you still?
Amen.
And we shall look after her.
Amen.
Glory to God. You can trust us. We will look after her for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But you keep in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
This is for a season. Amen.
Amen.
But we have to be about the Lord's business. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Give him a great big hand. They wouldn't have met without Jesus. Their cultures say, don't mix. But you see, my culture, see on my passport, it says, well, it says I'm a European citizen. I'm not, I'm a British subject, okay? I never asked for a European passport. They made me have one. I don't want a European passport. I'm a British subject. Okay? And I, you know, there is a queen. There will be a king soon. Hallelujah. This nation is a nation that has been birthed and dedicated to God, and its roots are in the Bible.
Amen.
And its future is in the Word of God.
Amen.
It's not finished with. This nation has spread the word of God right through the world. And God will honor that.
Amen.
But the church, I'm not, no, but the disciples of the Lord Jesus need to get motivated.
Amen.
God is going to use his people.
Yes.
He's going to use his bride.
Amen.
To bring this nation back to God.
Amen.
You see, I have this passport that says one thing, but in reality I'm something else. Apart from being a rebel with a cause, I'm a rebel for Jesus. But you see, on my passport it should say I am a heavenite. I'm of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Not of the United Kingdom, not of the European Union. I never asked to be in the Union. I am of the kingdom of God. I voluntarily asked the king to be Lord of my life, and I surrendered everything to him. And my passport ought to say, I'm a heavenite. Hallelujah. I have a destiny. I have a place to go. This place is not my home. Remember that old song? I'm just passing through. Glory to God. And I'm just passing through. But I hope as I pass through, I'll touch lives on the way. I'll cause waves of power and life and blessing. And I'll cause waves of love to flow into people's lives. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. He's good. And whatever you've had in the past, He's better than that. Oh, taste and see that God is good. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. I hope you've been blessed today. I just want to encourage you. Press in to more of the things of God.
Yeah.
Press in. Like, you know, Bill runs our church website. Every week the message goes on the internet. All over the world people are going onto the website. America, Romania, Pakistan, India, South America. There are places that I've never heard of, and people go on the website. Don't know what they're doing on there. But I'm hoping they're downloading the Word of God. I'm hoping they're listening to the testimonies that are on the website. And that it will change people's lives all over the world. We might not be able to travel at times, but we can touch lives. People, their lives are being touched. I'd recommend you go on there. Put a comment on it. Send it out to somewhere. You know, send it out to all your friends. Say, go on and look at this website. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about the love of God. We want people to know the power of the resurrection Lord. They can download every message free. What I've got, I've been given it. So I'm giving it. And we will see God changing people's lives. People out in Rwanda and Kenya are on the website looking and downloading the Word of God and being encouraged and blessed. And you can be part of that. What you've said today is reaching out to touch people's lives. Who knows, maybe soon in Iran there's going to be people logging on somehow and downloading the Word of God. For Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it with an abundance. Come to set the captives free. And the Word of God will change the powers in the nation.
Yeah. Amen.
The Word of God will change the corruption in every nation. You know, the tide of evil is rising. But you know, when it's dark in the house, how do you get rid of darkness? Turn the light on.
Amen.
And darkness flees.
Yeah.
When the disciples of the Lord Jesus begin to light up, darkness will flee.
Amen.
You, the Bible says, are the light of the world. You're the light. You're the salt. Be it says. Gossip Jesus. Gossip Jesus. It's simple. I just talk about Jesus as if I'm referring to Bill in that sense. In the sense that I know Bill and we chat and that, and I can talk about experiences that Bill and I just share Jesus as if he's with, well, I'm going to say as if he's with me every day. Well, he is actually. You know, supermarket cashiers cannot get away. You've got them trapped. They've got to take your money. They can't say, will you please go away? Because, you know, they say, well, just put my stuff in the bag and I'll walk away, you know. They've got to take your money. And it's like, oh, praise God, what a wonderful day. You know, God's in His heaven, He's on the throne. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And they're like, beep, 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 beep. You know, they're like, well, get rid of this crazy quick. But no, share Jesus. I do it all the time. Beep, 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 beep. Your groceries get through quicker. Or if suddenly it's like, no, I don't. You want to tell me some more? These young men, I met them Friday evening, first time. Come along. Talk to them a bit about Jesus. Only met him for the first time, Friday. Said to him, come along. I said, they don't bite. Our congregation don't bite. Is that right? He said, they're not scary. Well, he might have a different opinion now, right? But you might think they're not, but I am. Stephen. A few weeks ago, invited him along. He's here. Oh, he's struggling. Has his good days and has his bad days. Yeah? But the thing is to acknowledge that and to acknowledge Jesus in your life and start that process. Because there's going to be more good days than there are bad days. That's your destiny. More good days than bad days, Tony. If you take Jesus and start to walk with Jesus, there are going to be more good days than there are bad days. And the bad days are going to get less and less and less until there's going to be a day when it's like, I don't really remember having a bad day. That's a good thought to hang on to. And it's all because of Jesus Christ coming into your heart and your life. Make him Lord of your life. And I mean make him Lord. Don't just say, well, you can come and ride alongside me. Give him the steering wheel and say, here you are, you drive. Because I don't really know the way. One of his disciples said, what do you mean, Jesus? We don't know where you're going. Give him the steering wheel. Because he does. Let him become the captain, the pilot, the one who directs your life. Amen?
Amen.
Make him Lord of your life.